Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line, meteorologist Andy Parker. Andy, I guess you can say D-Day is here, the storm approaching. Looking at the radar right now, appears like it's maybe coming off the lake over Jamestown, Dunkirk. What should we expect over the next few hours?
Yeah, here's where it's going to stay. If you're in the Buffalo area, the north towns, as you just mentioned, you are free and clear. This will be your day to take care of whatever you want to do, including some of the inner ring south towns. So this morning, that's exactly where it is. It's pounding areas of Pennsylvania from Ashtabula, Ohio, over to Erie, and then bleeding into extreme southern Erie County. That's where it's going to develop during the course of the day today. It'll intensify and begin to hug the shoreline of Lake Erie, including Ripley, Westfield, Dunkirk, all the way up to Silver Creek, and possibly eventually southern Erie County, the extreme southern portion down by Springville, Gowanda, Perrysburg, and those spots. That's where we're going to see some pretty intense snow. So travel along the 90. Once you get to maybe Silver Creek, south of Angola, things are going to change rapidly. You're going to have about a 5 to 15-mile-wide stretch of very difficult travel today. That will blow inland all the way to the 219 over portions of Cattaraugus County. That's where it lives during the course of Friday. Now, during Friday evening and overnight, it begins to edge a little closer. It comes into one we would consider the inner ring south towns, or the immediate south towns, like Orchard Park, Hamburg, West Seneca, East Aurora, Collins, and then you get into the fringe, maybe ski country for Colden. And then it will make its move a little further north to Lackawanna, Lancaster, South Buffalo. It'll come right up to the edge of downtown. It does look like it's going to stop just south of the metro. Now, that's along the lake, but then inland, that's going to blow all the way to Batavia at times. So southern Genesee County will also see some. Now, that's great news for those that live north of the Thruway, because you're going to get to be on the outside looking in. It doesn't look like this lake effect band is going to make it that far north, but boy, right up to the edge of this city, that includes Chickawaga and areas off to the north and east, just south of the Thruway there. Pavilion and even Clarence to some degree during the late Saturday into Sunday period. Then it begins to weaken a little bit and slide back to the south into those deeper south towns during the course of the day on Sunday. That means there is going to be an impact for the game. I do believe it's going to snow right through Sunday. Let's talk totals real quick, because we're looking at Chautauqua County being the bell ringer. Dunkirk is in the 2 to 4 foot range. That is right, 24 to 48 inches of snow in northern Chautauqua and extreme southern Erie County, and then it starts to drop off quick with lake effect. The south towns are probably in the 1 to 2 foot range, and then right up to the doorstep of downtown Buffalo, we're going to put about a 6 to 10 inch range on that. But on the northern edge of these, it drops off quick, almost to nothing. The worst you're going to get over the course of the weekend in the north towns is about a 1 to 3 inch accumulation, some of that coming Sunday with a burst of snow as the winds change direction in the afternoon.
So it looks like a classic lake effect pattern here, where the north towns get off rather easy.
Yeah, this one does not come right up through the city and get Grand Island and the Tonawandas. This does not have that wind direction to take it that far north. But this one is going to hit areas south of the Thruway pretty hard. 3 to 4 inch per hour accumulation. So this will be on par with what people felt in the classic lake effect storms of, the double in Lancaster and then back in 2014. This is going to have thunder snow inland, maybe 15 or 20 miles. So you're going to hear those muffled thunderclaps in the middle of some of these very intense snows.
Andy, what is the wind going to look like? Are we going to have wide-scale blowing winds, maybe whiteouts? Haven't heard much about that. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, that was a real big deal in the blizzard of 22. It was the wind that was the driver of the worst of it. This event will have 15 to 20 mile an hour winds. They're not ferocious, gusting to 30. It's going to be enough when you combine that with the intense falling snow. Whiteouts are going to be a part of this as well. So anybody that thinks, hey, I'm just going to drive through a few flurries to get to the other side of this, is going to be sorely mistaken. I do expect that there will be some road closures. When you just look at the intensity of the snow, the duration of where it's going to be, and then and the sheer amount that they're going to have to deal with, they've closed the thruway and other. There've been driving bans for less of an impact than is forecast for this event. So looking at the way towns and the thruway has reacted to previous events of this intensity, I would expect that they would react the same way, and we will get some closures and reroutes during the course of the weekend, especially in Chautauqua County.
Andy, we've already seen some driving bans on the thruway in Pennsylvania, Erie, Pennsylvania area, for commercial traffic. That's already been banned from the 90 in Pennsylvania. How likely could we see that commercial traffic ban on the 90 in Chautauqua County up to the city line?
I think that's going to happen during the course of Friday. As this snow ban migrates from PA into New York, I think they'll take the same procedures. It's a pretty standard thing as we watch these weather systems. First, they ban the trucks, and then eventually they're going to say, hey, let's just shut it down and pull the gates. Exactly the timing on that, I would bet that it's the second half of Friday. And then certainly once they do close it, those areas could remain closed for a good chunk of Saturday, which will reroute some people trying to get to the stadium.
Andy, by the end of the Bills game on Sunday, how difficult do you foresee the ride home being, maybe getting out of the stadium, if there's any problems there?
The most intense snow ban happens on Saturday, guys, and then there's as the winds change, the lake effect ban should get disjointed a bit. I think there's still snow. It's going to be tougher going south. Folks that are going north will have a much better situation, but I think any travel south of the stadium on Sunday evening is going to be difficult.
All right. Andy Parker, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, fellas.
That's meteorologist Andy Parker on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line.